Steve, I am well. Good afternoon. I am heading back from North Carolina, where I was checking out some real estate that includes yellow flags and white sand, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, and I'm wondering when the invite is. All right, so before we get to the Steelers and Ben, obviously you've had such a great career covering all sports, and golf, of course, has been one of the cornerstones for you, and you had a marvelous relationship with Arnold Palmer. Tiger Woods, I want to take it from this angle. How tough is it going to be for any of us to really get any information over weeks as to how he's doing because of how tight his inner circle is?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think you're already seeing some of that with just the short statements and very guarded and very few of them. You know, and there's going to be a lot of questions because of his history with such a thing. You know, we'll have to wait. Of course, they said there was no sign initially of any kind of, you know, alcohol or medication, but the toxicology report would indicate that. You know, did he fall asleep? Was he on his phone? Obviously, he was going to a taping. And if you saw some of that video, Steve, he had his luggage. Well, the luggage was outside the vehicle, which meant he was probably heading to the airport after that to fly back to Florida. So at 7:12 in the morning, I don't think he was coming in from an all-nighter and a bender. I don't think that was the case at all. But it's still curious as to what happened because there was no braking, there was no skid marks. You know, so maybe he dozed off and. I'll tell you what, he's lucky when he crossed traffic that he wasn't broadsided that way. It could have been a whole lot worse.
Absolutely, because remember, if they're talking about the speed limit, they talk about that stretch, the speed limit's 45. Guess what? It's 45 in the other direction, too.
Right. And even the police said that that's an area because of the windy road where, it might be 45, but people tend to be speeding. And, you know, the way in a direction Tiger was going. So, it obviously could have been a whole lot worse.
I remember when Arnold passed away, something I brought up is that Ben Hogan, for whatever reason, seemed to look down on Arnold Palmer. But I'll bring up Ben Hogan in this regard. We all know about his horrific accident. And even being in constant pain, he did come back and he won. But, Jerry, he was 36 when that happened and not 45.
Right.
Yeah, what kind of role does that play in this story moving forward potentially?
Yeah, because it's going to be a couple more years before Tiger more than likely would ever be able to do that, if he can do that, you know, where he's healthy enough to play. I would think part of the difference too, Steve, is that the Tiger is no longer the most dominant player in the game. So, I mean, he might come back and be able to play, maybe, we'll see. But it's going to be even more difficult for him to come back and be able to win because of the depth of talent on the PGA Tour. And with so many new young guys coming in who aren't afraid to win and who are extremely talented. It would be very difficult. It's a shame on many fronts, but just looking at it from a golf standpoint, you know, tied with Sam Snead, you know, you kind of, because you get to witness it, you kind of want to see him, you know, get that 83rd victory. I never thought he would catch Nicklaus anyhow.
I agree.
And so I think that would be a moot point regardless. But, it's going to be tough, Steve. There's no question about it.
So, Jerry, now I want to ask you about Ben Roethlisberger because tell me if I'm wrong on this. You get the impression Kevin Colbert feels one way, Mike Tomlin feels another, but Art Rooney II almost had to break a tie on this moving forward. How do you view that?
Yeah, I don't view it that way, Steve, because I know that's been put out there, and I just think that's erroneous because knowing the parties and having talked to the parties involved, I never got that impression. Kevin Colbert would be the person who was just waiting to see that decision. The decision ultimately comes down to Art Rooney, no matter what anybody thinks. And so if he wants Ben to stay, which I have been told, it has been indicated to me that he does, and he, I was told last night that from all involved parties that he did in fact tell Ben that he wanted him to come back. And I think based on what I have heard from the quarterback and based on some conversations he's already had with Mike Tomlin, while not the sit-down serious discussion, the indication was that, you know, he would have him back. He wasn't opposed to it. Never told him, look, we're doing this, we're going in another direction. So I never thought it was one for, one against, and one undecided. Gotcha. Kevin Colbert, it's not that he was undecided. Kevin Colbert's job is to find out if Ben's going to be there, okay, now what? And if Ben isn't going to be there, okay, now what? But I never thought for a second it would be Kevin's call. They would probably, obviously, what do you think? But I think as the football coach, it's Mike Tomlin's, and as the owner, it's Art Rooney's. And Kevin's just somewhere in the middle, really not having to make that decision.
Steelers have three playoff wins the last 10 years. Where do you think they are right now, Jerry? Especially with a 39-year-old quarterback with a surgically repaired elbow that obviously is playing as hard as he can, but...
You know, Steve, it's hard to say in this regard, but I do believe this. I'll say two things. One, nobody, not you, not me, not the most fervent, diehard Steeler fan, ever thought they would be 11-0 and 12-4. Absolutely yes. Nobody. So to come out of the blue like that, you know, I thought they were 10-16, but to come out of the blue like that just goes to show you how, I don't want to say easy, but how easily those things can be turned around. And so I believe that the Steelers feel that having Ben Roethlisberger is the best opportunity to win, but as long, and they are, this is what they're going to do, as long as they change their offensive attack and become a little bit more run-based. You saw them get rid of the coordinator. You saw them get rid of the offensive line coach. They're going to change their scheme. They're going to change their technique, and they're going to change their personnel to be able to run the ball. And if you can run the ball and have Ben throw it 24 times as opposed to 39, 42, 48 times, then because you can't run the ball, then you're much better off. And their defense, even losing Bud Dupree, you know, their defense is good enough to you know, it's still in the upper tier of the league. So I think with that combination, if they can, you know, they'll go out in the draft and get a running back, and they can run the ball, then there's no reason at all that they can't be 10-6. And again, roll the dice, a little bounce, lucky bounce here, avoid the mistakes, avoid the injuries. You need a little luck. I'm not going to sit here and say they're a Super Bowl team. I'm not going to say they're a division winner. But nobody thought they would even remotely win a division this year, this past season. So that's why it's hard to say, oh, no, they're a couple years away, because people kind of thought that this year.
And let's face it, you're right. When they were 11-0, you sat back and went, wow.
Right.
Didn't see that coming. Yeah, didn't see
right.
that coming.
That's exactly right. Yep.
And I agree with you. If they were to be 10-6, I would have thought Ben would be worth a couple of extra wins. 10-6 would be a couple of extra wins.
Right.
Four extra wins?
That's exactly right. And, Steve, you know, for those, you know, when they moved on from Hines Ward and they moved on from Troy Polamalu, they knew they couldn't play anymore. They knew that. They don't
Agreed.
Think that with Ben. Ben in the second half of that Cleveland game, 3 touchdowns, 300 yards passing against the defense that knew he was going to pass in a playoff game. There wasn't one throw he didn't make or couldn't make, and he gave no indication that this guy can't do it anymore when you watch that. So there's no reason to think that they can't be successful with Ben so long as they are able to change their running attack, which they will. No, I'm not saying how good it's going to be, but they are definitely going to change the scheme, the technique, and the personnel.
Obviously, I don't know what they're going to do with free agency or the draft. We'll see how it plays out. There's certain holes they have to fill through each. What if the Steelers were to draft a quarterback in the first round? Would you be taken aback by that?
I don't think they're going to do that with Ben back, because having Ben back, and Steve, this is always their mentality. This isn't a college football program. It's an NFL franchise, and they play to win every year. That's why they're successful. They don't play for next year or 2 years down the road or three. The fans want to see him do that. Let's start over. They don't believe in that. So by bringing Ben back, that means that they believe they can win. And so they are going to address the areas that they need to help them win, and that's running back and offensive line. And so you will see them do that, in the draft. Now, at some point, maybe they're going to have to take a quarterback, but they really like Mason Rudolph. I think they can win with Mason Rudolph. They can't be, I don't think they're a Super Bowl team with Mason Rudolph, but who thought Neil O'Donnell was a Super Bowl quarterback? And Neil was a very efficient NFL quarterback, and I think Mason Rudolph is the same player. Doesn't take a lot of chances, won't throw a lot of interceptions, but, high completion percentage, and you can win with Mason Rudolph. You can't be a dunk. You're not Patrick Mahomes and a Chiefs offense, but, you saw him in that season finale against a desperate Cleveland team. Pretty good, 315 yards passing and two touchdowns. They like Mason Rudolph, and they're comfortable that they can be a winning team with him. You know, it's not a franchise quarterback. It's not Ben Roethlisberger, but they feel that they can win and be a winning team with Mason Rudolph.
What kind of factor, if at all, is the fact that Baltimore is still good, Cleveland is better, Cincinnati's not in the mix yet, but at least they've got a future at quarterback. Does that enter into some of the decision-making thing here because of where you're positioned and what the other guys are doing?
Well, one thing the Steelers are, you have to, one thing Baltimore and Cleveland and even the Bengals have had to do all these years is, and the Steelers believe this, but they've always been the team at the top for the most part, that if you first order, you have to get out of your division. So in order to get out of your division, you got to beat the teams ahead of you. And so typically Baltimore and Cleveland try to construct their teams to beat the Steelers. And so do the Steelers have to do the same thing now? I don't think they believe they're that far behind, but they're also aware that to beat the Ravens, they have to be able to contain Lamar Jackson. And so I don't think they're at the point where they are constructing their team based on the other guys. I think they're more worried or more focused on improving what they haven't been able to do, which, again, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but it's the running game. And they feel that if they can do that, then, they should be okay. They should be.
In other words, play good defense, run the ball, control it, have a passing game that could be dangerous.
Yeah, and have Ben make the plays when Ben needs to make the plays. You just don't snap your fingers and throw on a switch and say, okay, Ben, go throw 20 times and complete 17 for three touchdowns. But look, his career, his numbers, his victory totals, his statistics all speak for themselves. The two Super Bowls, he's an elite franchise quarterback. And, they feel, and they have a better chance of winning in 2021 with Ben Roethlisberger and being more successful with Ben than they do with Mason Rudolph. And that's no knock against Mason Rudolph. It's just the reality of the situation.
And life has a chance of being more successful when you're talking about yellow flags and warmer weather.
You get that. It certainly makes it more pleasant. Steve, now doesn't it?
Sure does. Figured I'd bring the conversation right back to where it began, because I liked where you began.
It's always a good spot, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. You're the best. I appreciate you. You know that very much.
Absolutely, Stephen. And I always enjoy chatting with you anytime.